I assure the nation that the government has mobilized all resources at the nation's disposal to ensure that a situation of this nature will not recur again at whatever cost. Accordingly, I have directed all the organs of our national security to deploy measures to thwart any attempt by dangerous criminals to undermine the security and stability of our country. To the young people of Kenya, who I must thank for helping our country organize our democratic discourse around issues, the conversation you have begun around pertinent issues of our nation will continue to inform our policy and governance. As I promised on Sunday, this conversation will not be in vain. I will not only champion for the cause of issue-based, policy-oriented, and tribe-less engagement on critical national issues, but also provide a framework for this conversation to be processed and its outcomes implemented. However, no conversation on any subject matter must be conducted in a manner that respects and honors the foundational values upon which our nation is established, namely constitutionalism, the rule of law, and respect for institutions. It is very painful for Kenya that a conversation this crucial was hijacked by dangerous people who have cost us the kind of loss we have incurred as a nation today. It is possible that the criminals who rained terror on innocent people and attempted to challenge our law enforcement deployments are still determined to continue with their dangerous behavior. I assure the nation of the government's determination to fulfill its constitutional duty of protecting the people of Kenya against all forms of harm. I hereby put on notice the planners, financiers, orchestrators, and abettors of violence and anarchy that the security infrastructure established to protect our republic and its sovereignty will be deployed to secure the country and restore normalcy.